So here we go. Yalkut Yosef, Rav Avadia Yosef says, in number 7, Yesh Omrim, She Im Adam Avar Al Mitzvah Skibud Ava'im, if you transgress Skibud Ava'im, Vilvad Ma Shemisvada Al Kach Yom Kippurim, Tzvir Gam Levakesh, Mestichah Mechila Berav Yom Kippurim. It's not enough just to video on Yom Kippur, you have to go over to a parent and do tshuva as well. Not meaning, we see that it falls under the category of Ben Adam Lachavera. Okay, then he goes on to say, there are those who argue. Mitzvah zohi bichla mitzvah shmenu d'makam. Yimukurim mitzvah machabrim. Gam belishi v'gashem mechila v'sicha. Va'ikar kesvar rishona. Too bad. Right? No, you have to go over to appear. It falls under the mitzvah of Bein Adam l'chavero. And therefore, in order to get proper kapara, you have to actually go over to them. You know, but if you, by mistake, forget to put on the tefillin one day, if you ate non-kosher, okay, Yom Kippur is mechaber, right? When it comes to Mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chavero, you have to go over to the person and appease them. And he says, when it comes to Kibud Avaim, you actually go over to them, it falls in the category of Mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chavero.
So what if it's like you ate non-kosher and your parents told you specifically at some point not to eat non-kosher?
Right, so we're going to have to see, that'll be the next section, that your parents can't contradict what the Torah says, right? Because your parents always get honor.
No, like I'm saying, like, do you have to go up to them and apologize for, like, actively, like, doing something against them?
Even though it's against the Torah?
Like you hit them, like you hit someone or something, and like your parents told you, like in a different place, like a couple of, like a day or two ago, and you're not around them, and you hit that person.
Right.
You have to go up to your parents and say sorry for doing that avera, because they told you specifically not to do it.
They said don't do it avera, and you did it.
They said don't hit David.
So what do? You
hit David.
Do you have to say sorry both to David and to your parents?
Yeah.
I think you would.
Yeah.
Right? So, first of all, that's not a violation of Kibbutz Avaim. Well, we'll see what that's a violation of. If your parents ask you to do something. Because kavod is going to be different. Kavod is going to be defined as something very specific. So, going against your parents, say, well, we'll see what that is. Your gimel. What about if you fulfill the mitzvah kibud avayim? What does he say? Yish omrim she'enot tzarech lechavin l'shem hamitzvah. Okay, so do you have to have intent? You know, bring me a glass of water. Hini mucham zuman l'kai mitzvahs kibud avayim. Right, just to do a hini mucham zuman. Right, and also, interesting. There's no bracha. We don't say a bracha on mitzvah kibud avayim. Right. We have a principle that we never make a bracha on the mitzvah of ben adam l'chavero. We don't say. Mr. Zuchal Chasim Akala, stop! Brother, our Mr. Chasim Akala, right? Our Levayas Ameis. We have a rule. Tztaka, right? Poor guy. Wait 1 second. I'm not going to give you the money. Hold on. Brucha Dasha. How come there's a mitzvah on Mitzvah and the Chavira? By the way, this is an aside. We don't know why they aren't. We don't know if we're going to fulfill it or not. It's not in our control to fulfill. Okay, the three reasons that are given why we don't make a bracha on Mitzvah and the Chavira. Oh, because you don't make a bracha before we do it. A bracha is a mitzvah, is always before, right? You do the mitzvah, if you put your tefillin on that, okay, tefillin are different because it's a continuation. Lulav, let's say. Once you've shaken a lulav, you fill the mitzvah, you can't make a bracha on your lulav again, right? Chanukah candles, right? When you lit the Chanukah candles, could be different because you're hanap, but okay, but anyways. And if you hold that mitzvahs do need intent, we have a principle. Comes to mitzvahs ben adam l'chavero, you do not need kavana, right? You don't need kavana before you dance with chasan kala, before you bury somebody, before you do, right? Whatever mitzvahs ben adam l'chavero might be. V'yish chokin, there are those who argue, sh'mitzvahs kibud avim, gami mitzvahs ben adam l'makom, v'tzarech l'chavein, but l'shem mitzvah. But mitzvahs ben adam l'makom, you do. When it comes to tefillin, you have to, right? You have to have intent. You put on tefillin l'shem mitzvah. Okay, if you don't do it, you still do the mitzvah. But when it comes to mitzvahs ben adam l'makom, you should ideally tzuchos kavana, right? The kavan. Shekain Asher Lachmir Veneko. The Tov Nachon Chavin Beit Mekam Mitzvah Kibud Avim. He says, Mikaradin, we hold that Mitzvah Ben Adam, that Mitzvah Kibud Avim is in the category of Mitzvah Ben Adam Lachavero. And you would not need to. But he says, okay, true, you might not need to, but still nice to have intent. But the bottom line is, it's probably mitzvah, it's a mitzvah ben adam lachavero. Okay. Okay, fine. He agrees with the, and that's the conclusion also in number 8. Okay, now, what we need to do is, though, we need to define what they are. So jump over to number 9. Tanabanan. Ve'ezu kibud. What's the definition of kibud? Very good. That's very important. We're talking about kibud of fame. What's kibud, right? Here we go. Machil, umashke, malbish, umechase, machnis, umotzi. So what do these things mean? What do you do to your parents? How do you give them kavod? You feed them, you dress them, and you take care of them. Okay? You bring them in and out, right? So bring them in and out. Rashi says, shilve es horav b'chasov izayosam. You take them out, you take care of them. That's essentially what kibud of va'im means. So the Shulchan Aruch, ezu kibud. So again, quotes our Gemara, machilo, mashkom, abish, mechase, machnis, umotzi. By the way, in many ways, kibud of va'im, what you do for a child,
his parents.
Right? Eventually, a child has to use their parents at some point in time. Right? That's the way the life works. How do you do it? Says Shulchan Aruch. With a smile, right? You don't do it begrudgingly. You don't do it that you're upset. Shafilu machilo b'chol yom pitumos. Even if, let's say, you give them these stuffed chickens, v'harel panim zafos inayin ashalav, right? You give them chickens, and you do something. Even if you spend a lot of money, you're giving them, I don't know if we could relate to that, steak, right? Even if you're willing to feed them, not, cheap coffee. You feed them hand-grind coffee beans in the morning, right? Fresh coffee, right out of your way to give them, not instant Folgers coffee, right? And you give them steaks and you give them expensive foods, but you do it, so it's true, you're feeding them the best food, but you do it and you're angry and you're annoyed that you're a stupid, silly, old, smelly old man, right? To your father, that would not be considered appropriate. That's what he says here. Right? Yeah, nashalaf, you're punished. What? That would be a violation, good of him. Yeah, right, yeah.
No, but Adam Lachavera.
It would be Adam Lachavera if you do it.
Begrudgingly,
would that be a violation of an Adam Lachavera?
Because you're thinking negatively about it.
But you're getting punished for it. It says over here.
Yeah.
So if you did the matter
punishment,
you get punished for this according to the Shulchan Aruch.
So right, so it appears from here you don't have a mitzvah of fame. Meaning, it's interesting the manner that you do it. I'll give you an example. If you go over to a poor person, and begrudgingly you give him a $50 bill, you fill them as a tzedakah, right? Right? It's better to do it happy and smiling, but you still feel mitzvah tzedakah if you give a guy a $50 bill. Right?
Yeah.
So interesting, when it comes to kibud of aim, it's interesting. The attitude, here's the interesting, that's a bit chiddush. Why should the attitude matter?
Because it's to God, so you have to love God, just like it says right. In the commandment.
If you begrudgingly put fill in these leather straps, they cut my circulation. Does it matter? What, you don't feel mitzvah tefillin? But he says you're punished. Look at this. Not an eshalav, right? You're punished.
Still
going to do it.
Okay,
so that's also very. It's very possible that you do, on one level, right, it's almost like you did two things at the same time, right? You fed your father. You did kibud av aim, right? You did it, but that's one thing. That's one check mark. But there's also an X. What's the X? You didn't do it the appropriate way. Okay, we have 2 more minutes. Im matchin aviv brechan v'kavanato letova. If you make your father grind at the millstone, David, we're almost done, right? Kadesh yinatzel aviv midavar kasher yoser mizeh. So you make your father grind on the mill. We don't understand what that means in the modern world today, right? But it was a difficult work, right? You have to grind the coffee, right?
Bring in the groceries,
right? You make him do it. Now, why make him do that? Because the alternative would be far worse. God forbid, you're in a situation, 70 years ago, and you have to give your father a job to do that versus the other alternative, it's far better. And you speak to him in a calm and soothing manner, and you demonstrate that it's for the best. A person receives an olive. So the attitude that a person does, the way you do it, is considered very important. In the Raman 11, Yasimah Bishar Dvarim Shah Shamash Meshamesh Rabo, you have to surf him properly. Okay. The Yalkut Yosef in 12, I told you, I always bring in Yalkut Yosef here. Chav Adam Lechaved Es Avi V'Imo, Gam B'Dvarim She'inam Mitzarchei Aguf Mamesh. Even things that aren't necessarily pertaining to the person's body, Kagon, La'aroch Avuram, Kineos, even to, you know, go to the store. Lenarkos Es Abayis Levashel, to clean the house and to cook, Lavi Lehem Trufos, or if you need to even bring in medication. Meaning, all what's Kibud Avaim is, taking care of their needs, whatever that may be.
With a smile.
What? And the attitude seems to have a very important role, human role as well. Okay. Just to, you got to see this. In 13, just to show you, this is unbelievable. Go to the last two lines of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, ki have shama kal kara da ame. When you hear his mother's footsteps, Amar Akum Makme Shechina Dase, that I would stand as if it's the Shechina that's arriving. Right? I should give you an example. Here's his mother showing up, if the Shechina is coming as well. Okay, that's a good place to stop, and we'll get ready for that. Shkoyach, everybody.